So, Larry, what have we learned from the preservation of the Jester Farmhouse about handling other properties in need of preservation? What are the options likely to be used going forward from here?
Well, you know, the saga of the Jester Farmhouse shows that every episode of what preservationists call demolition by neglect doesn't have to have an unhappy ending. Interested groups that have adequate resources can find ways to create new uses for historic structures. But while the county expects the farmhouse to be a success story, the government also has some work to do. 9 years ago, the county did identify 5 properties, including the Jester Farmhouse, as candidates for the resident curatorship program. As I mentioned, there's a trade-off here. The resident agrees to spend $150,000 or more for 5 years and then take care of the ongoing maintenance in exchange for living in the building rent-free for a 20-year term. But there's a problem. Banks aren't going to loan prospective curators $150,000 when they can't use the building as collateral, and that's a lot of money to put up if you've got nothing to show for it when your lease is up. So as a consequence, people are more likely to go and, you know, use whatever savings they have, buy their own home rather than invest in something where you've got nothing at when you're ready to move out. So anyhow, the resident curatorship has worked at only one of the 5 county-owned properties that were identified for the program. The other issue here is that the county never had a plan for maintaining the farmhouse for all the time that it has owned it. County Councilwoman Dee Durham has a proposed ordinance in the pipeline that would attempt to address that issue. Her proposal, which should come up for a county vote and county council vote this spring, would require that whenever the county acquires a property with historic significance, that it begin the process of giving it historic overlay zoning within 90 days of the acquisition. Now, historic overlay zoning sets some restrictions on how the property can be used, but it doesn't specifically address this issue of the maintenance. And now another member of county council that I was talking to pointed out that, you know, it's kind of hypocritical for the county to penalize property owners for violations of the county's building maintenance code when it's not taking proper care of its own property as well. So maybe there's a need for additional legislation in this area.
So you mentioned that only one of the resident curatorship properties has worked out the way the county had hoped. Can you give us any specifics on how that one actually worked out?
Well, the success story is a place called Woodstock, which is a home that was built in 1743, and it's located in Banning Park, just outside of Wilmington, just southwest of the city. And the county found a couple who had the money to put into the reservations, and the county people tell me that the couple is doing a fantastic job with maintaining the place after putting substantial funds into getting it into livable, habitable condition. Now, of course, at the other end of the spectrum, as I said, only one of these 5 has worked out, but at the other end of the spectrum, there's Ivyside in Bechtel Park in Brandywine 100 and the Tally Day House, which is behind the Brandywine 100 Library. Now, there have been a couple of nibbles on Ivyside, but nothing workable. Councilman John Cartier says that an American Legion post that's based in Claymont is looking for a home, and Ivyside might be suitable, but again, it would take a deal along the lines of the one arranged at Jester, with the county putting up the money for renovations to make that happen. Now, the Tally Day House has attracted absolutely no interest, and frankly, that's quite understandable. The old house, again, early mid-19th century farmhouse, it's surrounded now by so much foliage and trees that it can barely be seen, except by the vandals who have done substantial damage to the place, enough damage that the county has boarded up all the windows and doorways to it. The county hasn't made any investment in the structure, and I really can't imagine it being anything other than a victim of demolition by neglect. Not quite sure how long it'll be before that happens, but I really don't see any other alternatives right now.